This is Very Interesting Radio with Very Interesting Magazine.
Hello, Bruce Donnell. How are you?
Hey, good and you, Kathy. Are you well?
Yeah, very well, thank you. So I was thinking about crocodiles, and I was thinking about animals and wild animals, and how it is that wild animals don't seem to really put on weight, and they don't seem to overeat. You know, maybe it's because it's not that because they aren't consuming sugar. But
not a whole lot of McDonald's outlets in the Serengeti and so on. So I think that's also part of it. But
yes. How long can crocodiles go without eating? Yes, that's what I wanted to ask you.
They're specialized. They have all of these different things to us. So obviously, they're reptiles, so they're cold blooded. And they don't need to be a lot of energy maintaining their body temperature, so that energy can go elsewhere. And also they have these incredibly specialized stomachs, so very, very acidic, and they can digest kind of anything. So bones, shells, even the horns of, you know, if they eat an antelope or something, they can get energy from anything that they eat, which not a lot of other animals can. And then they can also store a high proportion of that. So all of that, they're not using a lot of energy. They're able to get energy from everywhere, and they're able to store it. That means that they can kind of spread out the fuel bits, you know, the actual eating in between. So although, most crocodiles will have kind of 50 meals a year, probably sort of one a week kind of thing on average, they can, and this always freaks me out, they can get by with one meal for a whole year or even 2 or 3 years, depending on kind of how safe they are, you know, where they're lying and not doing anything.
All right, so Lindy Ware's got a question for you.
Hey, Bruce, how's it?
Hey.
Cool. So I wanted to find out, I'm in the Serengeti and I need to spot a very overweight crocodile. How do I do that? Mm-hmm. How do I see?
Well, if it's
how
eaten.
How can I tell if it's eaten? Yeah. How can I tell if it's overweight? I'm trying to see how fast I'm running here.
Yeah, no, well, again, even if it has eaten and it is overweight, it's still faster than you. So don't get too close is the short answer.
Really?
But then usually also look around for what else is there. So, I mean, during the migration, obviously you got a million wildebeest jumping into the river. The crocs don't have to go anywhere. They're going to be fine. Whereas if it's a bit of a drought and, you know, there's no animals anywhere kind of as far as you can tell, the crocs are going to be suffering as well, but they'll be suffering less in terms of what we've spoken about. But it's, yeah, you look around for what there is to eat. And if there is plenty, crocodiles are pretty good at catching them. So they will have had something.
Except,
yes, as I say, a fat crocodile will still catch you.
Exactly. Because wildebeest are also, they run faster than humans.
They're bigger. They're stronger. They still get charred. So we're not going to win that one, unfortunately.
What percentage of our bodies is the same as 5 years ago? I think Bruce kind of just quit.